Well, let's take a look at this and not think that there's going to be some terrible cataclysm. Like Elon said, he put out this post. He said Starship was coming in like a meteor. Freaked me out. So I've always had this feeling, this vibe that maybe it doesn't have to be such a bad thing. What do I know? Don't hold it against me if something terrible happens. I want to believe and I want to speak life. So you have to understand that there is a literal and then there's a spiritual. The literal happened, we'll say, right? So that we can understand the spiritual today. Let's hope that the spiritual is what's happening. Be trying to get my attention about something. Yeah, I think so. I have a feeling something's gonna happen. That's why I got the fudgy to whale cake, because I'm like, you know, I might as well hedge my bets and get a, you know, even though it was a great fish, and I get a whale. I have a feeling something's going to happen. That's why I got the fudgy to whale cake. That's why I got the fudgy to whale cake.
11 days after I aired that episode and 8 days after my birthday, where I shared this post that said, "No sign shall be given but Fudgy the Whale." In episode 4, titled Wisdom of the Ages, on Amazon Prime's The Boy, Homelander, a figure that is personified as Trump incarnate, brings to those who hurt him in the past a form of judgment. He brings them a Fudgy the Whale cake. He puts it before them all. He tells them how he remembers all the things that they had done to him. And so he shows them this cake, which I said was a sign of Jonah, a Fudgy the Whale.
He put out this post and he said, "I love monuments to hubris." This is where it gets freaky, people. So smash the like right now. Make sure that you share this around, because not everything is what it seems. The scriptures say, you know, God speaks in parable. Jesus spoke to pretty much everybody in allegory. He says this. In parable, he speaks. And unto others, he did not speak. He actually said at some point, "Now I speak plainly." Parable is an important thing, because if you're not ready to hear the truth, you're not going to be able to hear it. So you get these parables, you get these allegories, you know, which, by the way, I've been actively praying and hoping, you know, when everybody was saying WW3, I said, no, it's not going to happen. Right? You remember, I'm trying to actively use my faith for good. You could do the same thing. What if we all got together and did that? What if we all chose to just live a good life? God decided that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham got into a bargaining match with him. At the end, he gave up. But God told Jonah, go to Nineveh and tell them to get their act together. Tell them to repent. Tell them Nibiru and Nemesis and a whole other universe is coming and it's going to smash this planet to bits. Not like you're going to die, but like it's going to stink. Unless you repent, that would be the equivalent.
I said, well, if you want me to share something, you have to really, you're going to have to give me, you're going to have to give me the heads up. And so, and last night I have a terrible dream where I'm at the emergency room, a building much like this, which is really disturbing. And we're there for Ethan. And in the dream, basically, like, you know, we start seeing meteors flying and, man, and it was like almost like, it looked like scary times were coming because of this. The point of the dream was that in the dream, I felt like if I had shared about it, if I had just, you know, warned people, if I had just said, look, this is what I'm thinking about, that maybe, perhaps, I don't know, it's as crazy as it sounds, you know, I mean, like, Jonah, you know, when he didn't want to share, he didn't want to say, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to talk about aliens now. I don't even believe in aliens.
You know, 3 years ago, there was a guy, a lobster diver. Lobster. Lobster diver. That's how you say it if you're in from Long Island. Lobster diver. Michael Packard is his name. Michael Packard. We talked about him. I did a whole show about Jonah with him. That was back in 2021 on my birthday, June 11th. Now, if you remember correctly how that story goes, Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for how long? Leave me a comment. Let me see it. How long was the Son of Man in the earth, in the belly of the earth, in the belly of the great beast? He's supposed to come. This time, he's in the heart of the earth. And the heart of the earth is the home. And we were locked in our homes for a little while. It's a picture of Christ in us. That we're almost that great fish. I'll make you fishers of men, Jesus said. Fish exist in the deep, in the darkness, till they're brought up on the shore, on the dry land. They can, right? And then they die of who they are. So it's a picture. It's a picture. Jonah, 3 days. So here we have Jonah 3 years ago on my birthday coming up. And it makes me feel like, well, you know what, maybe I don't need to worry so much. Maybe that there is something good about all this. You're going to find towards the end of the show something that is so unexplainable and it freaked me out. I still don't know. I wish I could tell you. I feel like, don't worry. I just don't know. I don't know. Like any dream, if you're meant to wake up, that dream will become a nightmare and it will get worse until you do. This is all about waking up. Jesus said, look, there's no sign that's going to be given. You're not going to get anything huge or miraculous. You're going to get one thing, the sign of Jonah. And a lot of people today don't even know what that is. So what is a sign? Well, that word sign actually means a distinguishing mark, something that makes you different from others. But Michael Packard, he was in that great whale, and they called him Jonah. And that was 3 years ago. Now, April 8th, 2024, we have this thing called the Great American Eclipse. Now, that eclipse really only went through one place called Nineveh. 100%. But it was so close to like Nineveh and so many other places. 8 in total. Now, a lot of people like the 7 cities named Nineveh, but there was like 8. It's interesting. In the United States, I think it was like 6. Nineveh. And so what I did, because, of course, the cicadas were going off and there was so much going on, I said, well, maybe. Maybe because of you. Maybe because of me and my house. Maybe if there was something that was, you know, pretty awful that was coming. Or maybe if there were pretty awful people that were in charge. Maybe God has relented. And maybe what happened to Nineveh after Jonah said, please get your life together. Do the right thing just in case. Because I don't want to have to deal with an issue with the atmosphere and radiation or meteors or anything else. So I think to myself, okay. So I pray. I did a lot of praying and I said, Lord, you got to tell me, is this thing coming? Is Nemesis coming? I literally prayed this. Is this Nemesis system coming before I came over here to start loading all the stuff that I had already prepared? So then I start loading it. Is Nemesis coming? That was my prayer. This is going to freak you out. Freak me out. So we know that the Nemesis, it's connected to, of course, Nibiru. We know that Nibiru is also connected to the video that really made my channel kind of take off, and that it's from 8 years, 1 month, 11 days ago. I'm stressed out because people are talking about Nemesis, and I have this conversation with my buddy. And so I prayed, and I was like, you got to tell me. You know, I'm like, I'll go to the Bible, or I'll go for like this or whatever, and I just wait for the answer. Is it coming? Is Nemesis coming? Now, who is Nemesis? Okay, let's get back to Elon before I smack you with that amazing... God, it's so scary. It's so scary. It really freaked me out quite a bit. He says, I love monuments to hubris. Because, of course, I'm thinking if there's some extraplanetary thing and we got to worry about Nemesis, I'm wondering, is hubris like a god? I know what hubris is. Is it connected to a mythological story? What if it's really a monument to hubris? You get what I'm saying? That's my thinking. I'm like, what if it's like a coded message? Now here I'm stressed out about Nibiru. I'm stressed out about Nemesis and everything else. And I go, I have to go to Elon's page. Because of course he's Mr. SpaceX. 8 o'clock, that their launch, that's their window. It begins. What's going to happen? pray nothing bad, right? So I look up hubris. And guess what hubris is connected to? Take a wild guess. What are we talking about? Nemesis. Nemesis. Hubris is what brings about Nemesis. Hubris is where mortals are like, well, we don't need to have God, and we're not going to pray anymore. You know that Biden was the first president to leave the word God out. And I know that that's not God's name, but it's kind of like the overall, like when we hear God, we think of the creator of all. Left it out. Hubris. So he says, I love monuments to hubris. You know what a monument is? Something that is built like a grave or a tombstone or like a monolith. Remember the monoliths popping up? Now, today's news of a new monolith that appears in Las Vegas is ironically placed in an area that I put in my video. I love monuments to hubris. Hubris is what brings Nemesis. Nemesis is that system. You think they're connected? You got to tell me right now in the comments section. You got to say, I think it's connected. Wait till you see what's connected with me. So in mythological, you know, days, hubris, it's pretty much in every story, right? We had Icarus had hubris when he flew too close to the sun. Prometheus had hubris. That's why he ended up he got his like liver pecked out or something. A lot of people had hubris and they paid the price. The question is, do you have hubris? Hubris and Nemesis are used together. They're not interchangeable. Hubris refers to a character of pride, while Nemesis refers to the punishment and the result of the pride. That's like a secret hidden message to me. In my mind, I'm like, you're saying you built that because hubris is not a good thing. Because it brings Nemesis in. What if it's connected? What if it's connected? I don't know. But in a second, you're going to get the goosebumps. I got the goosebumps on this one. This is freaky. So we got this system that may be coming in. We got my video. We got tomorrow's D-Day, right? 80th anniversary. It's all connected. So I pray. It's Nemesis coming. True story. As I'm editing this show, you know, I go to X because I put a lot of stuff on X. That's why you should follow me on X. I put little breadcrumbs out. I'd love for people to, when I post something, I put a little piece of bread. That's like, this is going to be in the show. I'm not going to tell you why it's here, but look into it because it's going to be cool if you do. Just follow me on X, JacobIsrael71. I check X. I just created one of these, like when you take a look at these, I create each of these individually. Individually. It takes a lot of time. I want to make things look nice and I do the best I can. So as I'm creating this screen right here, I get a DM. I get a DM from Michelle Alexander. Awesome lady. Great. She's been through a lot. Lost people she loved. It's like, you know, pray for her. She creates these little AI things and she puts me in them. It's pretty funny. For whatever reason, I guess she created something a long time ago where she put me in the movie, the Sylvester Stallone movie, Good Samaritan, you know, where he plays a superhero. But think of the irony and think of the spiritual message. Who is the Good Samaritan today? So I like the fact that I was in that movie. And she puts me in. It's funny. Let me show it to you. I mean, I think it's pretty funny, you know. And that's right, Samaritan. The movie's coming out. There I am. Superhero, old superhero. Just think it's so funny. Get hit by a car. I got to play this for you because this sounded like my voice.
Oh, cool.
Take a look at what it says on the screen. Take a look at what it says on the screen. That was the very first clip. I almost missed it because I thought it looked so spooky. I was going to cut it out. And then I looked at it. And then I read it. And it said, "Crime wave continues. Is Nemesis back? Is Nemesis back?" And it's 18 seconds long, this clip. Is Nemesis back? Really? This, to me, is... this, to me, is like... It's almost like... Just feels like I'm living in a fairy tale. You know? It feels like I am living... Is Nemesis back? I was praying, is Nemesis coming back? I was on a clip creating that. That was the first time that I put Nemesis up there. And she sends that over. I mean, it was like, what else can I say? You know, at that point... So then the question becomes, is the crime wave continuing? Nemesis is probably going to come. But if you get your act together, maybe not. Now, once again, I don't know if there's anything coming. Nobody has said anything's coming. This is something that a lot of people have thought would happen for a long time. But it's like not like anybody has said that this is going to be a real thing. But you see how weird it is that Michelle Alexander out of nowhere sends me a video with me playing the Samaritan, getting my butt beat. But the end result was I'm okay. It hurts. I'm going to be okay. Why? Because I'm the Good Samaritan, right? Because you're the Good Samaritan. This was a very fun show for me. Where it actually started, I was a little nervous. I got good vibes, but I don't know. We got to keep our eyes up. What do you think's going to happen? All right, listen, I got to go. If you want, get a copy to Colin. It's the best novel going. You're going to see, it's going to be a big deal. The movie, The Mandela Effect, is actually coming out, and it may be big. It's going to be, I was on like the cover of like the film section of Variety. They released the trailer. I put the trailer on X. So if you want, and by the way, if you want to be followed by me, just say Jacob, will you follow me? And if I see it, I will. Or you can email me. Or you can reach me on Patreon or anything else. I love you all.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.